The topic of the Mishnah has to do with what we were discussing the last two nights. It's Hakanas Ezra, and according to the Rambam, the generation that followed Ezra, that somebody who was a Baal Keri who saw a seminal omission would be prohibited from study of Torah, including the recitation of Shema, and according to the second Takana, not being allowed to pray until they immerse themselves in a mikvah. So there's a very important principle when it comes to all rabbinic legislation called Kol D'Tikun Rabbanan Ke'en De'oraisa Tikun, which means when the rabbis enacted legislation, they sort of patterned it on Torah law. And that's going to emerge in a very specific sense in the context of this Mishnah. So this Mishnah is, again, within the assumption that the Takana of Ezra and the Takana of the Beis Din after Ezra, according to the Rambam's version, are still in effect. They are still good law. And the Mishnah says the following. A Zav, somebody who's discussed in the Torah, in Sefer Vayikra, in Parshas Metzora, somebody who's seeing a flow from that part of his body, but again, it's not a seminal flow, it's a little bit different. Zav Shera'a Keri, and now he sees a seminal flow, or Anida, a woman who, again, was already impure, she's in the status of Anida, a menstruating woman, Shapalta Shechva Zera, and she had relations with a man, and within 3 days, she sees some of the Zera leaving her body, V'hamishameshes, or a woman who, again, was Tahora, and she's with her husband, and then Shera'a Sanida, and then at a point later on, she becomes Anida, and all of these cases, according to the Tanakhama, Tzrichin Tevila, according to the Takana of Ezra and the basin that followed him, a Tevila, a ritual immersion, would be required before being able to study the Torah, before being able to recite Kriyat Shema, before being able to daven, according to the second Takana. But Rabbi Yehuda says the Takana was never made for such cases. Now, who can figure out? Why would Rabbi Yehuda say that? Why would Rabbi Yehuda say that in a situation where they were already tamei, again, Azav is already tamei, Anida is already tamei, or in a situation where they became tamei or tamei afterwards, right? So in these cases, Ezra and his basin would have never really required a tevila. So think about what I just mentioned, Kol D'Tikun Rabbanan, or the rabbis such as Ezra and his basin, the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, when they came and made a takana, they patterned it on the Torah-level laws. So who can think of how being tamei, in effect, would actually obviate the need for a tefillah? It's counterintuitive. If they go, if you're tamei, then for sure, if the takana is that to study the Torah again because you had a seminal omission, or you're a woman, you were together with a man, and you saw the zera leave your body, that you're going to certainly need tefillah before you are able to daven and before you're able to recite the Shema or learn Torah. Anybody can figure out why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, specifically in cases where there's another source of tumah, either an underlying source of tumah or a source of tumah that came later, we're going to say, no, the takana was never made for such a case. You can continue to daven and to study Torah and to recite the Kriyat Shema as you regularly would. Who can figure out the position of Rabbi Yehuda? Again, Kol D'Tikun Rabbanan, anytime the rabbis made an enactment, such as the requirement of mikvah in this case, Ke'ein Del-Raisa, they patterned it on a Del-Raisa. So how would that play into Rabbi Yehuda's opinion here to waive the obligation of Tevila? Any takers? Okay, so I think that the following might be the case. I think we might be able to explain it along the following lines. When does the Torah prescribe a Tevila? When the result is going to be what? The Torah prescribes going to the mikvah and immersing when what is going to be the result. You're going to go to the mikvah and you will become Tahor. Exactly right. That's exactly right, Sidney. So that's the Torah level model. So if the rabbis were to require a tevila in a particular case, right, so what must be the fact pattern that it has to match? The rabbis called the tikkun rabbanan ke'en d'oraisa tikkun. The rabbis are only going to require a tevila if the fact pattern is the same. Who's following? That if in the end, after you go to the mikvah, you theoretically would become tahor. But if there's an underlying case of tumah, such that this tevila, which Ezra and his beis din required, would not be able to effectuate tahara, so it could be that the principle of kol d'tikun rabbanan ke'en d'oraisa tikkun means that the rabbis and Ezra and his beis din are not going to require a ritual immersion unless the end result will be that you'll be tahor. But if it's a situation where
it happens to be that you're a Balkari or you're a Paleta Shech Bazera, but there's an underlying case of Tuma, such as Nida or Zav or whatever it is. So Ezra and his basin never established a Tevila for that situation because there's another reason that you're Tame, right? So Kol HaTikun Rabbanu Kedarais Tikun, Ezra and his basin didn't feel that they had an authority to establish a Tevila that in the end of the day would not resolve whatever situation of Tuma and Tara was in place. Everybody following that? Concept? One more time? We good?
I can speak for Isaac. We're good.
Okay. Okay. So again, this is a very, very important concept to understand. Kol HaTikun Rabbanu Kedarais Tikun. The rabbis only have the capacity to legislate in a situation that matches the fact patterns of Torah. So Ezra and his basin effectively came along and they said, if there are no other situations of Tuma and Tahara that are complicating matters, and a person is a Baal Keri, they see that there's a seminal mission, and therefore they become Tameh, they have to go into the mikvah before they're able to study Torah, before they're able to recite Kriyat Shema, before they're able to daven. If there are no other issues, that's what Ezra is based on, we're talking, because theoretically, by going to the mikvah, then you become Tahara again. Yeah, you know, to be able to go into the Beis HaMikdash, to be able to have touch, and you have to wait for Harei Shemesh, but theoretically the Tzvila is a critical step on the way to becoming Tahor. But again, if there's already an underlying source of Tuma, then they're not going to legislate a Tzvila in such a case, because the Torah itself only gives you a Tzvila when the Tzvila will actually make you Tahor in the end. It's not going to help you become Tahor. The Torah doesn't prescribe a Tzvila. So too, in the case of Ezra, he and his base were not going to enact the need for a tevila if it wasn't really going to help you become tahor. Even though, ironically, the reason that they enacted this tevila was not for the sake of tuma and tara. As we said, there's nothing halachically against studying Torah when you're tame. There's nothing halachically against reciting Kriyat Shema when you're tame. There's nothing halachically against davening when you're tame. So again, they didn't do this because of Tuma and Tara, but as we said, based on the Gemara Brachos, Daf Tav Beis, Kedei Shelo Yu Tamidei Chachamim Mitzuyin Neitzel Nishoseyem Ketarni Golan, because they wanted to make sure that people were living a proper lifestyle of Kedusha. We speculated based on the Yerushalmi that there was a lot of intermarriage in the days of Ezra, so that was the basic idea. So again, even though the impetus for Ezra's Takana was not really based on the laws of Tuma and Tara, it still has to fit the basic pattern of Tuma and Tara. It has to fit the basic paradigm of Tuma and Tara. And the basic paradigm of Tuma and Tara is that a Tevila can only be prescribed by the Torah, and therefore the rabbis can only use the mechanism of Tevila when it's going to help you become Tahor. But in these cases, is this Tevila going to help you become Tahor? No, because there's an underlying case of Zav, there's an underlying case of Nida. Some feedback? Nothing? Okay. We'll try again tomorrow. Rabbi Chananya ben Akash,